Look, mandatory vaccination remains a very hot debating point. The number of companies and organizations that have announced mandatory vaccinations are, for the moment, extremely small. And I don't know whether that trickle is going to pick up and become a more rapid flow in the future. But one NGO, Right to Care, it's a very leading NGO in the health sector, has instituted a mandatory vaccine policy. Joining us now is Dr. Ntombi Sigwebela of Right to Care. Ntombi, very good afternoon.
Good afternoon to you, John.
I suspect most people will know, whether they agree or not, they will know with why you did what you're doing. But just talk us through the discussions that the leadership of NGO had before deciding to go ahead with a mandatory policy for your staff, your consultants, your contractors, and your locums.
Okay. As you know, we are a healthcare service NGO, so, and we've been very involved in the vaccination program in South Africa from the time when we were vaccinating healthcare workers. So we are in the front line of the research that's being conducted around COVID. We are very well informed. We are led by an infectious disease specialist in Professor Ian Zane. So this was a natural progression of things in our organization. So the discussion was initially about how do we continue to protect our healthcare workers and those that we work with, especially the patients, their families, even the contractors that we work with. Do we protect only the ones that have a contract with us, as in terms of being full-time employed, or do we protect everyone? And the decision was taken that in order to protect everyone using the scientific evidence that has been gathered so far, we would have this policy. But there was a lot of preparation that went into it, consultation with government departments that are responsible for this, also just conducting surveys amongst the employees, making sure that everyone is well informed. So about 3 months ago, we started an information and communication drive where we had regular sessions online and information and education materials that we distributed amongst our staff and amongst our service providers, just giving general information about vaccinations, such that by the time that the vaccination was open to everyone over 18, we had already done a lot of the groundwork. And then on the 1st of October, this mandatory policy was effected. And we've given all employees at least 6 months after your age group was announced that you're eligible for vaccination to get vaccinated. And we are a very open and objective organization. Our human resource department is very active in hearing out the employees' concerns. So we even now have established an anonymous question and answer online platform where our employees and people that work with us can pose questions anonymously, still about whether it's about the vaccination policy or anything that is COVID related. And we have a team of experts that man those, that online platform and answer the questions. So okay. I would say that it's been going very well because on the 1st of October, when this policy was announced, we were at 82% of our South African employees vaccinated. Today we stand at 86%. So we are inching nearer and nearer to our 95% vaccination for all our South African employees.
There is no doubt that persuading people that it is scientifically justified and that it is in their best interests, as well as the best interests of the organization for whom they work. I mean, there's no doubt in my mind that that is the way to go. And it would be lovely to think that because people work in the health sector, they're persuaded by science. But the reality is that in the health sector in South Africa and many other places around the world, nurses and doctors and medical specialists and professors are anti-vaccine. And so I wondered how many people, if any, in your organization have at the moment anyway, indicated a fairly stubborn refusal to get vaccinated, perhaps even a statement that they would rather leave the organization than get vaccinated.
We've not really seen a lot of employees openly object. They might be doing it on the side, and maybe it's not brought to the attention of senior management. But on official record, I think we have only one employee that has officially communicated their concerns. It's not even an objection to the vaccination. They just have a lot of concerns around their own health and around their own family's health. And our team, we have a counseling support team that includes psychologists and clinicians, and also just general managers that always get involved in such matters. So the process is ongoing now to answer the many questions that this individual has, and we are making sure that we refer them to experts in the field so that they get it from the horse's mouth, so to say. We were not really expecting that there would be a lot of objections, because the process started already in June, where we were consulting with individuals that came forward to say that they do not want to vaccinate and stated their reasons. So we already, our team
You've had quite a long time to engage with them and use persuasion and common sense and science. Thank you very much, Dr. Ntombi Sigwebela of the NGO Right to Care.